Hi Gary, I'm so excited to have you as a guest today. Would you give a short introduction of yourself for those who haven't heard of you before?
Of course, it's nice to be here, Linda. My name is Gary Karp, and I am the owner of Permission Granted. I am a author and a coach who is transitioning into public speaking.
What's the one thing you're most passionate about right now?
Wow, I got to choose one.
I know, I know. I'm a multi-passionate myself,
Well,
so.
obviously, the cheap cop-out answer is going to be I'm passionate about life, which I am. I love each and every day, and I wake every day with gratitude and expectation, and I just love this gift that we have. Now, considering that's a cop-out answer to end all cop-out answers, let me let you know specifically what I'm passionate about is helping people know themselves and to live their authentic lives congruently, to really be who they are and helping them achieve whatever they choose to be in this life.
Yeah. What got you started with tarot?
Oh, wow. That's actually a funny story. I'll take the Reader's Digest version down for you. I'd love to say it was I wanted to be spiritual, or I wanted to learn, or I wanted to tap into the universe. The truth is, I wanted to get into the pants of a girl. I was about 22 years old, 23, and I had a crush on this girl. And one night we were friends, and one night I saw her reading tarot cards in her dorm room. And I thought to myself, aha, here's a way I can get to know her a little bit better. So I went out and I bought a copy of the Merlin Tarot, which incidentally is one of the worst decks you could use if you're just starting to learn. It's not a tarot deck. It's a beautiful deck, but it's more of an oracle deck. Doesn't follow the structure. So if it's your first deck, don't buy it. Any case,
Yeah.
I went up to her with the deck. I said, "Hey, I noticed you're into tarot also. Perhaps we can learn and you can teach me." And she looked at me and she said, "No, I really don't believe in this stuff. I'm just doing it to get money for beer." So here I was with a tarot deck I really couldn't connect with, even though I tried for years and years and years to do it. And off and on, picked up the deck and put it down. And about 10 years later, 20 years maybe, I'm sitting walking my dog in Florida. And this woman who lives in the same complex looks at me and she says, "Why don't you come on over for a cup of coffee?" So I go over for a cup of coffee. We're sitting talking, and she turns to me out of the blue, first time she knows me, and says, "Do you read tarot?" And I'm like, "Okay, who are you and why are you in my head?" And she said, "You should read tarot. You've got the gift." This old Greek woman that reads tea leaves, as it turns out. And
Yeah.
I went, okay. So I went out and I went on to Amazon and I bought the Rider-Waite deck and have just moved forward from there. But originally, it was to get to know, shall we say, a young lady.
So what's your favorite deck right now?
Oh, my favorite deck right now? Well, anything by Ciro Marchetti. Let's just put it that out there. I love Ciro's artwork. He's a great guy, wonderful, wonderful man. For my clients, and when I do read fairs and parties and stuff, I use strictly the Rider-Waite because that's the most well-known deck and people need something they can connect to. For reading for myself or for meditation, I love the Wildwood Tarot, the Greenwood Tarot, again, the Gilded Tarot, which was the first deck I connected with. There are just so many wonderful decks out there.
Yeah. What would be your top tips for someone who wants to learn to read tarot?
Oh, top tips. I got three. The first is to start with, the first deck you buy and you learn is the Rider-Waite. Not a clone of it, but the Rider-Waite. Because 96% of the decks that are out there, especially here in the United States, are Rider-Waite clones. So once you learn that deck and you're comfortable with it, almost all the decks that you come across, you're going to be able to have some general knowledge and ease of reading with it. Second thing is to find yourself a teacher and find yourself a group of people that you can practice with, that you can gain support from. Okay. In addition to that, even though you have a teacher, learn yourself. In addition to what the teacher tells you about tarot and how to read and the books they tell you to buy and whatnot. Go out there and find your own books, use the deck, and incorporate a little bit of yourself into it. Use your intuition. That gets easier as you move along to trust yourself when your intuition is telling you something that's totally opposite from what the traditional definitions of the cards are going to be.
Yeah, been there.
You have to learn how to trust yourself more than what the deck is supposed to be. Because by using the deck, and that's another tip, constantly use it. Even if you're just flipping through it and looking at the pictures, get to know your deck because you'll get to know the language your deck speaks to talk with you.
Yeah.
Third thing, most important thing, don't believe at any point that you have known the truth about tarot or anything for that matter. That you don't have to study, that you don't have to learn, that there's nothing else you can do, and that your way is the one right, true way. Okay?
Yeah, well said.
When I read tarot, I incorporate a whole bunch of different systems. I use a little Gnostic Christian mysticism, Kabbalah and Jewish mysticism, Greek mythology, Egyptian mythology, Celtic mythology. I also rely heavily, and this is just me, on Joseph Campbell and his teachings and Carl Jung on his teachings. And everything comes together to give you a reading. And I find that especially if you have a teacher or a book that you're reading that wants to push your boundaries, read that. If it's uncomfortable for you, read it. There's another reason beyond tarot. It's come to you at that moment.
Yeah. No one is ever fully learned. And all this knowledge that you gather supports your intuition.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, I started out basically, the first book I bought was Rachel Pollack's 78 Degrees of Wisdom, which is still my tarot Bible. I still go back to that book all the time. Love it. And thankfully for me, Rachel, when she wrote the book, pulled from all resources. So I was already geared to do that. So when I find people who are heavily Christian and use the tarot and incorporate the teachings of the church into that tarot, instead of going, whoa, wait, that makes no sense, I sit there and go, well, that's interesting. Why does that work for you?
Yeah.
And it broadens everything up.
So do you have any advice for those of us who have read for a while but are hesitant to start live readings face-to-face with people because you don't think you can come up with the interpretation fast enough?
Jump in the pool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as simple as that sounds, that's all it really takes. I remember I was reading for maybe 2 years doing it for friends and family, and I had some successes and I had more hits than I had misses, and I was feeling really good about myself. And then I went to a tarot meetup here in New York City with a woman by the name of Lady Morgana of Avalon. She was the self-appointed high priestess to a coven that she created.
Mm.
Nice woman. And we start talking and she says, well, you're a tarot reader. I said, well, yeah, I read tarot. She goes, read for me. I went, what? She goes, read for me. I went, whoa, I'm not. And she has a very demanding way of being. So I had no choice. Okay, let me throw the cards and see what happens. So I read for her on a question that she had. And she looked at me. She said, yeah, you're good. Do you want to join my business? Because she also had a company of energy workers and pagans known as Spiritual Light Works of New York State. And they went to different psychic fairs and private parties and performed tarot or read tarot, depending on which side of the fence that you fall on, for everybody. And I went, ab. But being the forceful person she was, I signed the, you know, contractor agreement. And I got a call from her a week later. She goes, great, we're booked to work a psychic fair up in New Paltz, New York. Be there at X o'clock. And I went, because I had none. And then I went to the fair, met the people, great people, read. And after the first one, it was a little scary with the first one, I'll admit. But after the first one was done, you're off and running. And the most important thing for me is sitting there, giving the reading, connecting with the client, with the person who was sitting next to me. And then that magic moment where they pulled out a $20 bill and handed it to me and thanked me and walked away. And I went, wow, I could do this. So the best advice I have for the people who have been reading, who want to make the transition to live reading and getting paid for a professional, whether you do it via Skype or phone or in person, whatever, is to jump in the pool.
Yeah.
You just got to do it. Don't worry about screwing up. We all have that moment. You cannot consider yourself a professional until you have a group of people around you, you've laid the cards out, and nothing is coming into your head.
Yeah.
And you're going to
have about getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. And you're going to have that, and you're going to deal with it, and you'll move past it, and you'll be fine. Just jump in the pool.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to tell people who are thinking of getting a reading but aren't sure if it's for them?
Oh, well, yeah. For people who are thinking about getting a tarot reading, go ahead and do it. You can look at it from two ways. You can look at it as a pure form of entertainment to see what's going on and to have a lark, and maybe you will find something that's useful for you. Or you could look at it as a form of therapy, which in a way it is. The way I read is I'm not a divinatory reader. I'm not going to tell you the numbers of the lotto next week. If I could do that, I'd do it for myself. I'm not
be rich.
I'm not going to tell you you're going to meet a tall, dark, handsome stranger on the corner of 43rd and 8th wearing a blue suit and holding a yellow carnation. I'm more of a therapeutic reader, which means I connect to the energy that is around you and through the cards interpret what's going on using my intuition or my psychic ability, whatever you choose to call it. In that case, it's a form of therapy. It's the same way of going to a cognitive behavioral therapist or a reflective therapist, only we don't charge $400 for a 45-minute hour.
Yeah.
So anyone who's thinking about doing it, go ahead and try it. The worst thing that it's going to cost you, depending on where you're going and what you're doing, is maybe $20. I mean, when I go to fairs, I usually my price for fairs is $20 United States. If you want to get a time from me and book a half hour private session with me and you're in the New York area or via Skype, it's $75 US.
Mm.
So that's still cheaper than a therapist. And if you're just curious and you're at the Renaissance Festival or a street fair and you see a tarot reader there, go in, throw your 20 down, have fun. You may get something that surprises you. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. It's not magic. I know every time I do a tarot party that I'm working a party for a private client, I always start the same way. There's no magic in the cards. The magic comes from inside. I don't sacrifice virgins. I don't sacrifice chickens. There's no voodoo going on here.
No.
Just remember that and remember to have fun and just do it.
Yeah. I see you offer mini readings on your website. How do you do those?
The mini readings are essentially through email, and they are usually 1 to 3 cards. Okay, because I have two sections. I have a 1-card reading, which is just a $10 reading in and out, which is more like a destiny reading. The card will show you an area that you have to work on in order to keep moving forward. Or I do a 3-card reading that is just those 3 cards. It's what I like to call down and dirty, 10 to 15 minutes. No follow-up questions if you're live, if you're in person. No additional cards for clarification are going to be thrown, because unfortunately, the way I read, I'll throw 3 cards and a whole conversation will start. And before I know it, a 3-card regular reading, I'll have 12 cards on the table and 2 hours will pass.
Oh, yeah.
So the mini readings are essentially a little taste of what you can get in a major reading, be it via email or at booking a half-hour session with me.
Yeah, I do something similar that I'm calling Tea and Tarot. It's just sort of the same idea. No follow-up questions, no extra cards, because that evolves.
Yes.
I heard you said something about working with NLP.
Yes, I am a certified NLP practitioner.
Tell me a little bit more about that. I don't think everybody knows what it is.
The easiest way to describe what NLP or neuro-linguistic programming is simply a behavior modification language. If you break it down into its main components, neuro meaning brain, linguistics meaning language, programming meaning a set of instructions. Okay, so what NLP does is show you the ways you communicate with your brain, how your emotion and your thoughts will control how you think and feel and what you do. So there are exercises that you can do and that I teach and that I give to my clients that will allow you to control or reprogram or reframe, as it's known, your brain. So you can change any limiting beliefs or behaviors you might have. Let's say you want to stop smoking, but you can't. An NLP practitioner will be able to, within a half hour or an hour, give you new associations to smoking that will create a negative picture of that. So you won't want to smoke. Or if you want to make a lot of money, which is what most people want to do, they want to be rich. But a lot of people who want to be rich, without even knowing it, have an association of money that says money is evil, or money is bad, or I can't be
Rich people are
spiritual.
evil.
I can't be spiritual if I have money because I've got to do away with my values and my self-ethics or morals. Now, you can see how that's going to affect being rich. Even when you get the money, you're going to spend it rather quickly because your thoughts and your beliefs have set up a losing situation for you. Through neuro-linguistic programming, we go in there and we say, okay, let's create some positive associations with for money. And let's destroy the negatives. So it really reframes you. And if a person is standing here, it basically turns them so they can better face their goals and move forward. In a nutshell, and that's a very large nutshell, I understand, that is really what it is. It's a way you can program yourself or reframe your thoughts so you can move forward and live the life you choose. And let's face it, you're going to be programmed. Someone is going to try and persuade you to do something. You watch the news, you watch the movies, you watch commercials. They're all persuading you to do something. You might as well take self-control and do it for yourself and live the life that you want.
Who's your biggest inspiration?
Wow. I've got a lot of inspirations, a lot of people I admire. I love and I set myself up in my head, anyways, for the goal that I want to achieve as a combination of Anthony Robbins and Wayne Dyer, who are two people that I absolutely admire and have had the pleasure, at least with Anthony Robbins, of seeing live. I also admire Deepak Chopra, Milton Erickson, who is a noted psychologist and clinical hypnotist, who really was one of the forefathers of neuro-linguistic programming. I admire him. I admire Neil Donald Walsh. He's the author of the Conversation with God books, which were extremely influential in my life. There are a lot that I pull from. It's sort of like I have all these people, such as Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, Neil Donald Walsh. That is the spiritual, divine side that I inspire. And then the other people like Carl Jung, Anthony Robbins, Joseph Campbell from the more psychological, scientific side that I admire. And somehow I mush them all together to get what I do.
So where can people find you online?
Well, if you're interested in getting a tarot reading from me or learning more about my tarot services, you can go to www.rbgtarot.com. That's rbgtarot.com, stands for Reading by Gary. .com, and you find all the information about my tarot. You can sign up for my newsletter there. You can get information on where I'll be appearing, what stores, what shows, what fairs, any radio appearances that I may be doing is will all be on the website. You could also request a quote to have me work a party or a private event or order a reading right there online and pay through PayPal. For my life coaching and my public speaking, that website will be up hopefully in about 4 or 5 weeks. Until then, you can find me at Facebook. You can go to www.facebook.com/personalinspiration permission granted biz. That's permissiongrantedbiz. I feel like I'm in a spelling bee. I'm not using it in a sentence, though. You can find me at Facebook, at facebook.com/permissiongrantedbiz. And that is my Facebook presence for the coaching business. And if you like me there, you'll find out where I'm going to be, where I'm going to be speaking, my appearances, the release dates for my book, which hopefully will be out by the end of the month. And every day I try to put some inspirational, motivational messages up there to keep people moving forward. So it's a very positive, empowering place.
Yeah. Is there another message you'd like to get out to the listeners?
One message that I want to give to your listeners and to anyone that I can touch, and this is why I do what I do, is to live authentically. You know, we're all try to be the best husband, the best boyfriend, the best worker, the best son, the best parent that we could be. And we very rarely take the time to be the best us. Many times when we try to be the best boyfriend, the best husband, the best employee, whatever, we're living by somebody else's story, by somebody else's expectations. And that may not be congruent with who we really, truly want to be. So take the time to find out who you are, whether you want to be an actor, whether you want to be a tarot reader, whether you want to be a radio show host, whether you want to be a high priestess or a high priest in a coven, whatever your soul is speaking to you to do, you do. You be that person. You be that whatever, and you live that authentically and congruently, because life is meant to be lived and to be happy. We are divine creatures. We're not meant to sit here and toil in a cubicle environment working 9 to 5 and never seeing the sunshine. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But for me, it was not the right choice. And for a lot of people out there, it's not the right choice. So the message that I want to give to anybody is live authentically. Give yourself permission to do what you want. And that's actually how I came up with the company's name, Permission Granted. I grant you permission. And really, I have no right to do so, but people need, very often they won't give themselves permission until someone looks at them and says, yes, you can do that.
Yeah.
And that's it. Be who you are. Do not be afraid of it. Go after your dreams with 100% passion. Whatever those dreams are, go for it.
Thanks for agreeing to this interview, Gary. It was really great having you here, and I'd love to have you back.
Oh, be my pleasure. Anytime you want, Linda. Just drop me an email or hit me up on instant message here on Skype, whatever. And I enjoyed myself. I thank you for the time that you've given me today.